Apologies for having to run out. As Mark said, I've had three interviews already this morning, the first one at 8 a.m., and then two others at 9:30 and 10, because we're launching this new business process expert community tomorrow. And I think all the people in this room already know, have seen the business process expert community, and you've started to get it going, and you've contributed some content and some expertise to it. And we do a big announcement tomorrow. So some of the media got some early wind of the fact that we're going to launch this thing. We've been in sneak preview mode for about 3 months, 4 months now, since Sapphire in mid-May. So tomorrow's the big day when bpx.sap.com becomes another new community that builds on the success of SDN, because SDN has been extraordinarily successful. Mark's probably shared some of the information with you, but 500,000 members in less than 3 years on SDN. And beyond the 500,000 members, the speed with which forum questions are answered is incredible. Beginning of 2005, the median time before a first answer on a forum question was 2.5 hours. And right now it's about 16 minutes. So just incredibly rapid fire questions, answers, responses, and helpfulness from members of the community. So, and that's you folks. We have just done our twice a year satisfaction survey, and we have fantastic numbers. If you completed a survey, you knew that it wasn't a simple three question kind of a survey. It probably took a half an hour to fill it out. And it was obvious from many of the responses that you folks and your peers took a lot more time and care to put into that survey. We had a lot of free text fields that could be filled out, and we got some great comments. We also look at a scale from 1 to 5. What do we look like on our satisfaction survey? And we have the highest ratings ever. It's 4.2. And you can't get much higher than that, although we'll keep trying next year to do even better than 4.2 on a scale of 1 to 5. We also added a new question this year called Net Promoter. Has Mark talked to you about Net Promoter yet? Have you heard about it?
Yes, I did.
Absolutely incredible numbers. So I'm part of a group of people that include executives from eBay and Google and Sun Microsystems and HBO and the BBC and some of the banks in Europe and some consumer organizations like Staples and so forth. And we compare net promoter scores. And so we did look at somewhere in the neighborhood of 25 or so companies and 40-something net promoter questions. And the scale for a net promoter was, for a business-to-business type of environment, was 0 to 60, 60 being the absolute best. And the median number was 33, and ours was 59. So just amazing net promoter scores. And I've shared it back with some of the members of that group, and they're astounded by the numbers. So SDN is extraordinarily helpful, extraordinarily popular. It makes you thrive. It makes you more successful in using SAP's technologies, and that's what it's there for. We exist in order for you to be successful, because when you're successful, then your business side of your customer or your company is more successful in using SAP technologies, and then we sell more, right? And so that's the goal of SDN, is to make you successful so that you can make other people successful and so that they can buy more and use more and integrate more and be more successful with the products and the technologies that we offer. So the main thing I wanted to do today is just to thank you. This is the core group. This is the group that was willing to come into Las Vegas a day early to convince their manager or whomever you had to convince to get an extra $200 to come out here. To sit through a day when you could be at the tables gambling or eating in some fine establishment, to come and sit in a room with your peers and with the other members of the SDN team, to talk about ways you're using our technology and to talk with us about ways that we can do better in serving you. and meeting your requirements and your needs. Marilyn spoke earlier, or somebody did, about BPX, and that's the new community for business process experts that gets launched tomorrow. We already have more than 30,000 members of BPX, and we haven't even announced it yet. BPX is built on the foundation of SDN, both the physical NetWeaver, et cetera, foundation, but also the foundation of philosophy about what the community is all about and what makes a community work. Those things are pretty familiar to you, I think, maybe through just the way that we behave, or at least that we aspire to behave. And that's through openness and collaboration and sharing and connecting the community members with each other and enabling the community to have free and open discussions in forums and blogs and other things, including articles and soon to be a wiki. So we're giving you folks a lot of trust. You've earned that trust. You might imagine that big companies get a little bit nervous about people having the ability to say anything they want on one of their sponsored sites, but I think it's a good indication of SAP's attitude toward you as developers and toward the community in general, that we respect your professionalism, we appreciate your inputs. SDN would be nothing without this community, and especially the members of the community that are in this room today. Some of our highest achievers, some of our most committed, dedicated, and active contributors and participants in SDN. So we thank you for that. That gets translated into BPX. We've identified a new need in the marketplace, and some of it came from the twice annual satisfaction survey, where last summer and then earlier this year in January and February, we got some feedback that said, hey, you're serving some of my needs, but you're not serving all of my needs. We're a different group of people. I have a different title. It's business analyst, or it's solution consultant, or it's business consultant. And SDN is pretty close, but it's not everything. And it's not exactly hitting the sweet spot of what I need to accomplish my job. And in the world of enterprise service-oriented architecture, there's going to be more of me. And we took a look at the numbers, and 12%, at the time it was 30,000 people, who were already members of SDN, said, I fit this other category of a business process expert or a business analyst or a solution consultant. And I need some more help. I need tools. I need methodologies. I need to share best practices. I want to be connected with other people who do what I do, who aren't deep into the code and deep into the platform, but are using the code, using the services, the enterprise services, and using the platform to enable my company to optimize its business processes or to customize and differentiate on business processes. And I don't need to get into the code because I can use enterprise services for that. So please help me. So that's why this business process expert community has grown up. We've recognized a need in the market. Some of your own members, some of the people in the room here today are more likely business process experts than developers, enterprise architects, systems administrators, and other people who are deep into the technology. So that's where business process expert is coming from. We already have more than 30,000 people, and we haven't announced it yet. I would imagine that we'll be at 40,000 very soon, and I bet by TechEd in Amsterdam, we may be close to 50,000 members of this community. So business process expert has hit on a nerve, an unmet need in the marketplace. I've spoken to 3 analysts so far. I've spoken to 4 different members of the media, and all of them have said, nobody else has this. You're at the front end of a new wave in identifying this new audience and extending and differentiating this audience, extending SDN to meet the needs of this new business process expert. So terrific work. I want to thank you for your contributions. That's the most important thing I want to do this morning, is to recognize that this is the core group that makes SDN successful. We know that there's about a 1% most active membership within any large group. And Mark's confirmed that with some of his best feelers out in the marketplace who are doing similar things or related things. 1% drives another 9%, drives another 90%, and you get to 100%. This 1% in this room and the 1% that are like you in Europe and Asia and other places in the world who couldn't be here today are really the core that drive SDN, and we appreciate it. You spur everybody else along. You drag us to do things that we wouldn't otherwise know that needed to be done, like the ABAP editor backport and some of the other projects that have happened. This interesting SDN world where a couple folks who've probably never met in person have collaborated to create this world map of where SDN people live. You take the NetWeaver platform and you extend it and you optimize it and you push it to its limits so that we can then go build new capabilities for NetWeaver in order to meet your requirements. We listen most closely to this group of people who are top contributors. You've shown a special level of commitment by coming here and paying an extra $200 to attend today to cover food and the rooms and audiovisual and whatever else. And we pay special attention to this group because you have a deeper level of commitment than anybody else on SDN, and we appreciate it. And I just want to make sure that we state that and make it abundantly clear that this is the group that we expect to take us into the future. We expect you to tell us what we're doing wrong. We expect you to tell us what we're doing right, what we need more of, what we need less of, what we need to add or subtract from SDN in order to make it more effective. Do we need a better award system? Do we need wikis? Do we need other forms of collaboration, more demos, more downloads, more whatever it might be? We want to hear from this group because your vote counts 10 times as much as anybody else's vote. So I wanted to congratulate you on your great achievements, thank you for your participation on SDN and your commitment, your dedication, your contributions, because you're really making the community alive. And the conversation and the buzz that's been going on so far this morning is an indication of the energy and the passion within the community. And creating passion is that elusive thing that we're all trying to capture. So thank you again. Welcome to SDN Day. Welcome to TechEd. I will be around all this week. The team of 18 SDN of our 30 or 40 people who are on our team will be around all week. We want to hear from you. What's working, what's not? What do you appreciate? What would you like us to stop doing or do less of? Give us advice and give us feedback. And please participate in the sessions this afternoon. Do more than just consume TechEd this week. We would ask you to talk about SDN Day to other people you meet in the elevator or in the food line or wherever you might be, to talk about SDN and ask people if they're members. Ask them if they're contributing, how many points do they have, when are they going to start blogging, what about your answers in the forums, what are you doing to make the community come alive? Because we need those folks to now take up the mantle so that we can expand beyond our current core. And if you meet somebody who says, I'm not really a developer, I'm here more as a business analyst or in one of those other roles, encourage them to look at bpx.sap.com to join the BPX community and to tell some friends. And we would hope you, when you go back to your company or back home at the end of this week, that you would encourage some of your colleagues who happen to fit this role, the interface between IT and a business or a line of business unit, that you would encourage them to join BPX and help us get that one going. So thank you once more. Look for us in the clubhouse. Look for us later on today. We'll see you at the Hofbrau House, if nowhere else. We'll buy you a beer, won't we, Mark? Yes, thanks.